let's just welcome you right now to the F1 Funcast.
It truly is one of the greatest spectacles in racing.
Absolutely incredible.
We're watching history and we might as well get on board.
It takes a special kind of person to do what I do.
Well, it's been a long wait, and I think with the 2025 season approaching, we're all eagerly anticipating the cars hitting the track again. We have our livery launch as of last night, and which is what we're going to be covering today.
It's a big deal.
And,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. And, you know, it's maybe, you know, it doesn't have anything to do at all with
Nothing.
Performance.
Absolutely not.
It's always cool to see what the cars are going to look like, and or if anything's changed. Not hinting at you, Red Bull, because we know you've never changed.
I was hoping that we'd get into this and you'd have a surprise for me that they look different. But just right there, you've given it away that they're coming back with.
Well, there is one surprise,
you know,
and I think there's going to be a livery that you really like. That's kind of a throwback to a livery that. Was a fan favorite.
Well, let's get into it then. If it's your first time here, thank you for checking us out. This is the F1 Funcast. If you know us, welcome back. Today we're talking.
Welcome.
We're
going to
talk
back.
Today about the like Connor was saying the 2025 livery reveals in the for the new season here. Connor has seen these already. He's gone through and formulated his opinions. I have not. I'm going in blind.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of watching the O2 Arena event last night, and it was a cool event.
Was that the 75th? Was that for 75 years?
Yeah, it was for the 75th anniversary. And I mean, it was cool. I think that some of the stuff was like, you know, it's like any award show is some stuff you can kind of do.
Yeah, real quick, what were some highlights for you?
Aston Martin had a really cool entrance, and you know, I think the cheering was a little bit louder for Fernando Alonso than compared to Lance Stroll, as can kind of be predicted, I think. Yeah, I would say Aston Martin was probably the best entrance. There were some other teams that had pretty good ones. Williams.
Did they bring back any old cars? Did they do any like history, you know, like 75 anniversary stuff or not too much?
McLaren did. McLaren had some of the cars that I think they had all the cars that won constructor championships, or at least some of them.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like just a celebration of F1 or kind of just a large season launch. And it sounds like a bigger season launch.
It was a little bit of that. It was definitely a little bit of that. But if you haven't seen it, I would definitely encourage you to go and watch at least some of the like the highlights of it, or at least just the like the reveals. Not necessarily the in-between things, but more so just the reveals.
It's pretty cool. It's like the anticipation of... I don't know. There's nothing like it really in sport because it's new uniforms. It's like truly launching your season with a fresh, clean slate and a new look. And I don't know. There is something exciting about having something new, you know, your car looking a little different every year. It's refreshing. It gives you a new sense of optimism. And you can kind of mark each season with how each car looks. And you remember that car had a terrible year or that car looked great and dominated on track. You know, it's just fun, where in other sports you don't have too much of the, you know, you don't change your uniform every season, you don't change things as much, so. But like you said before, it has virtually zero impact on what happens on race weekend going forward. So a lot of teams, a couple teams, it could be the highlight of your whole season, really, if you, you know, if you kill it at the livery and then you're the slowest team on track. This could be your
looking at you, Sauber, unfortunately.
Yeah, again, huh? Okay. So what we're going to do here, I think... Connor and I have the same page pulled up for the 2025 season. It's on motorsport.com. If you're at home, you want to check this out as we're going through. And what do you want to do, Connor? You want to scroll down, just kind of...
Scroll down to Alfa Romeo. Well, not Alfa Romeo. It's Sauber. Kick, Sauber, Steak, Sour, whatever it is now. It's going to be Audi next year anyway. Nobody really cares.
I see they stuck with the highlighter green.
The highlighter green, the very fluorescent green, which part of me really hopes at the night races is like glow in the dark. I think it looks better than last year's version, which seemed to be kind of like a rushed, like, oh crap, like our car's nothing but carbon fiber. We need to throw some kind of color on there, and you just like dumped a little bit of green striping on it.
Just a little paint on there. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it at all, but it's not any worse than last year. Like,
no, it's like they like dipped the nose in the paint and then that was it. Like not even the rear wheels have the green color. It's just like the front wheels are green, the back wheels are the black, the front of the car up until the midpoint is this fluorescent green, and then it just goes to the carbon.
It's just all carbon in the back, really scraping bare bones.
I'll say that the car looks okay. Very aggressive side pods. But I can't wait for Audi next year. I hope they have a good livery.
With these cars, right, the livery cars that they reveal yesterday, are these the cars we're going to see on track, or are they still keeping something up their sleeve, you know, for testing and for the first weekend in terms of side pods and floors and things like that?
I think that for the most part, the cars were true to form. I know that Ferrari ran their car at Fiorano earlier today. And it looked identical. I'm sure, you know, most of these teams might have some things that they're keeping under wraps. But for the most part, yeah, what you saw last night are going to be the cars that you see on the track.
Yeah, I mean, it's go time. There's not much time for secrets anymore. It's the season's right around three and a half weeks away. So, yeah, there's, you know, not time to hide them. But looking at the Sauber, what do you think so far? If you had to give it a letter grade, kind of, where do you put the...
We talking like in terms of liveries?
Yeah, just the livery, you know.
Oh, I would say like a C. C minus. It seems like there just wasn't a whole lot of effort put into it. Like there could have been a lot more. It could have been done in a much better way. I know there's only so much you can do with lime green and black, but I mean,
well, make a different color scheme decision would have been the first step that would have really helped. Although the lime green and black, it's not that bad, but it's just something about it. It just doesn't...
Well, last year's striping, I think, looked better. If they had just done a little bit more with the striping, maybe do like... you know how Mercedes does, at least used to have like the Petronas striping, like the teal color, and it looked like the air flowing across the car? Like, even have something like that, I think would have been pretty cool. But, like I said, it's just the nose dipped into the paint, and then they forgot about the rest of it.
And maybe they didn't, you know, maybe they didn't want to spend too much time worrying about a livery when they have so much changing coming in the near future anyway, but...
That's true,
Yikes. So where do we go next? Where do you want to
keep on... So, if we scroll down, we get to, I think, kind of like one of those favorite teams of ours. Williams. And you'll notice right away that they have a little bit brighter of a blue at the rear. It's a little bit darker than last year at the nose. It's kind of like a two-tone fade. Similar to last year in a way, but a little bit darker on the nose. They kept the Duracell battery up at the top, which I love.
I think that's neat. I mean, I think it does look like a 9-volt battery. Like, it's perfect. You know, yeah, it really is.
The airbox is a great spot for that.
It's amazing. Now, if they could just get that battery into the engine and around the track, that would be helpful. But I don't know. I kind of like this color scheme. I kind of like the dark to light shift. There's a little bit more, I don't know, there's some personality here that I think is a step up from last year with Williams. And
can you tell what their new title sponsor is? It's probably the biggest logo on the whole car.
What was that?
Atlassian.
Yeah.
It's on the rear wing. It's on top of the side pods where the airbox is. It's on the front wing. Yeah, that might be their title sponsor.
Seems like
it. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Hey, if they're willing to send some money to Williams Racing, I'm all for it. You know, because you know, the only team since I've started watching that had to go for one car over the course of a race weekend because they just couldn't put two cars together last year. So, you know,
well, if people start crashing their cars, it'd be great.
If you listen to the podcast, you know we root for Williams here a little bit, and
everybody does. It's kind of like Ferrari; they all have that soft spot, and you want them to do well.
Right, a legacy
team. Yeah, they're a legacy team.
Really nice looking car. I like this one. I will say much better
than
Sauber.
What do you think of the side pods?
Sauber.
It looks to me like they're taking the Red Bull approach where they have that large overbite that a lot of these teams have started to adopt. And they have that very skinny inlet underneath it. And all they're trying to do is maximize that undercut in the side pod to direct the airflow down to the floor. And, I mean, it's definitely a much more aggressive cut than last year's car, which I like to see. I like to see that they're actually trying to do new things and experiment and try and, they're not just simply focusing on next year's cars with these big regulation changes coming up. They're saying, all right, well, you know what? Last year of this rule package, let's try something here. Let's see if we can figure something out and give ourselves momentum going into the new rules.
I agree. I think Williams does have a little bit different, more aggressive posture than they did a few years ago, even in terms of the racing, in terms of the team they're putting together, and just in general. I feel like they're tired of being looked at as the back marker or as the, everyone roots for us because we're such a sad sack of potatoes. And they're really kind of aggressively. And why not? You know, like you said, last year the regulations, like let's go all in, and then we'll put our foot down to start the new regs, and it's like wipe the slate clean, you know. So why not? You have nothing to lose.
I really do think they're a team on the rise, though. I mean, they have Carlos Sainz. They just signed. He seems like he's starting to get more comfortable in that team. They've got Alex Albon. We'll have to see how he stacks up against
I love that combination.
Is a great combination, I will say. I think it's a team that has a lot of positive energy going towards it, and there's a lot of people that are getting more and more reinvigorated every year.
It's a whole team of people that have something to prove. Yeah, and I think they all have a chip on their shoulder. I think Albon and Sainz do, and what is his name? James Knowles? Is that his last name? He also has... I think he has big ambitions in the sport, and he wants to prove it right now. Is it VOW?
I think it's VOWLES. I have no idea how to pronounce it. I'm so sorry.
But the whole team, they've got that attitude of we've got something to prove. Kind of the opposite of like we were talking about with Sauber, where they're just looking for the Audi years, you know.
Yep. So. They know that Audi's around the corner, and you know, I'm sure it's to some respect they want to set that next team up for success, but it's also the last year of this rule package. None of the car that's currently on the track is going to be used next year because it's a completely different car coming in, new chassis, new bodywork, all that kind of stuff. So it's really not necessarily a throwaway season for Sauber, but I think Williams has a little bit more to prove.
Yeah, I agree with that. It'll be interesting to see how they end up. But we're turning this into a season preview episode. Let's keep scrolling to look at who do we have next.
You're going to like this one.
Ooh, look at the RB.
Get a gander at the new Visa Cash App Racing Bulls.
Now look at that color. Now that's a lot of color. I like that quite a bit.
You want to know what this is reminiscent of?
I'd love to know.
It's reminiscent of the 2021 white Red Bull that they ran at, I believe it was Turkey, in 2021.
It's very similar.
They ran like an all-white Red Bull, and everybody loved it. And it was a one-off special livery. Everybody loves it. I loved it. I thought it looked amazing.
This looks great.
And they kind of... did a a twist on it with this, and I think it looks fantastic. I'm just happy to see cars that actually have color this year. I think last year everybody went a little bit too heavy on the carbon fiber.
Right, that's the trend we've been noticing a couple years now. Everyone's trying to scrape down to the black as much as possible. But this looks, especially compared to last year's, like, what were they, like, that purpley blue last year? This is a bold move. I like it quite a bit.
I mean, I liked last year's livery. I liked that it was not, like, a matte paint scheme. It had some gloss to it, some shine. But there's something about this car, I don't know if it's, like, the white with the blue. It flows really nicely, and it looks really nice.
I can't wait to see it on track, too. You know,
I mean, I've seen some of the videos that they have of them getting this thing out on track, and it does look looks pretty good on track.
Yeah, this looks good. I wish the FIA would make some requirement that you have to have, you can only have X amount of carbon fiber. The rest has to have some sort of color or something. A few years ago, I feel like every team was just black with like their logo and color, and that was it. This is great to see a team.
I mean, last year especially was kind of like the peak of that. It seemed like almost every car had like at least 50% bare carbon. Well, here's the thing: is that in the car that they ran on track, it had the massive undercut with the overbite on the inlet,
really?
Very reminiscent to the Red Bull sister team.
I wish this picture was 360. I wish I could zoom and spin and stuff, but. That's a nice looking vehicle. Now, where do you project RB? What do we call RB? The Racing Bulls. Where do you think?
Visa Cash App Racing Bulls, or just Racing Bulls, or Toro Rosso if you're an old head like I am, and that's just what you remember them being.
Right.
I mean, let's see. They've got a rookie driver and they've got Tsunoda. So, are we expecting this rookie to outperform Tsunoda? I don't think so, because Tsunoda is an established driver. I think he has a chip on his shoulder this year because he got denied the Red Bull seat in favor of Liam Lawson, which I'm really still not sure of.
That's going to be interesting to watch as the season plays out, for sure.
There is some political stuff behind that, but we'll get into that in the next episode.
This is interesting. So, okay, if I had to right now, I'm putting the RB right near the top. If we're gonna power rank these babies after, RB is looking pretty good to me. All right, who do we have next here on the list?
You think Sauber's dead last so far?
Yeah, so far I think I'd probably go RB, and then Williams, then Sauber. But now I'm seeing. And then I go on this big complaint about the black, and I look at Haas, and I don't know, they kind of pull it off. They kind of pull it off, though. I mean,
they do pull it off. I think with Haas, there's enough of the white to contrast with the black, and the red looks really good on there too.
Just that little red, yeah.
I think it balances itself out really well, because I feel like if like the side pods were black with white Haas lettering, it probably would have been completely different.
Right. This just, and it seems like an extension of Haas has gone from slowly over the past few years from like a white dominant car to the inverse, a black dominant with white accents. But, you know, I don't know. It looks pretty good. I don't know if it's going to be very fast, but it looks pretty good.
I'm hopeful because they seem to have been kind of coming up a little bit last year, which is good. They started out not on the best foot, but they were consistent enough, and then throughout the year they showed that the upgrades they were bringing to the car were actually helping the car improve performance.
They did get better.
If they can do something similar to that this year, that's a huge step for them going into the new rules.
Right. Continue that moment. Kind of a follow through. It's got to be so frustrating as a team, though, when you finally are kind of breaking through and then there's reg changes and everything gets thrown in the bin, you know, and you kind of start over. It's gotta be very frustrating. But
I do like the look of their car.
I think it looks good.
That a lot. Especially the red trim around the white that separates it from the black. I think that looks fantastic.
Yeah, that looks great. And it does, I don't know, something about it, it's natural. It doesn't look like they're forcing the black or forcing the white. It just looks like naturally that's the way the car kind of was going to look, no matter. I like it. It's not bad. I knew it was coming with all the carbon fiber, but I like it. Let's see who's. I like the scrolling down each time. I've got like a little anticipation.
Ooh, we got Alpine next.
Oh, now, okay.
Speaking of a team that last year was primarily all carbon fiber with a thin veneer of paint, they've completely gone the opposite direction in terms of that. There is very little carbon fiber exposed, and in its place, the whole nose is pink, and the engine cover and the side pods are a nice shiny blue, which I really love.
I love, you know, I'm over here every car. I love it. But I just, you know, the creativity is really nice.
I like that they're using more of the pink, because I think that, I don't know, it's a fun color, and I think it matches up with the blue really well. And I don't know about you, but when they ran the all pink liveries last year, I thought it was cool. I thought it was a good look, and I think a lot of people wanted to see it more. But it's nice they've kind of incorporated both of them into this livery, and it looks really good.
I think it's great, and I think pink is a great color if you do it right. It kind of makes everything else around it pop a little bit, so it looks good.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh, that's a lot. They did. They went the other way. They said, you know what? And this is what I'm talking about. If the FIA would say, look, you have to cover whatever amount of your car in paint, we'd have a lot more colorful cars. We're always complaining about how the cars look out there. And that would be just another way to kind of make them a little more pleasing to the eye. But something like this. This is, you know... Solid by Alpine. I don't have too much on them. I ragged on them a lot last year. I hope I'm not going to do that again in 2025. They didn't really deserve it, but we'll see.
They had a strong finish to their year. Let's see if they can carry it through to the start of this year.
And let's see. So now we're down on to...
Aston Martin,
yeah. Initial reaction is like, it's pretty similar.
Yeah, at more least, or less the same as last year.
In my mind's eye, it's similar to 2024. Yeah, it looks similar.
They have
I like the color.
They have a new sponsor up at the top of the airbox, Maiden or Madden or however you pronounce that. I don't think I've actually ever heard it pronounced, so if I'm butchering that, that's my excuse.
Yeah, but, you know, it looks about the same. To be honest, it doesn't really blow me away one way or the other. This car,
I think it's still in that nice green. I'm glad they went to this green, because I remember in 2022 or 2021, I believe it was, when they their first year, they had a green. It was a dark green. It just wasn't like an Aston Martin green, and when under certain light conditions, it almost looked black. So it almost looked like the Mercedes that year, and it was like, all right, that's not like an Aston Martin color. It's just very simple. And then the next year they brought like this actual Aston Martin shine to it, and it looks great. It's a great color. It's not quite a mint green, but like an Aston Martin green, I would call it.
And I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Aston Martin quite a bit this year. So aside from the livery, I think just it's one of those teams that always has some intrigue. You know, they're trying to push to the top. They're trying not to fall back. They've got drivers that maybe shouldn't be there. They've got a legend. They've got Adrian Newey. You know, they've got all sorts of stuff happening over there.
Oh, that's so right. Really, this is Adrian Newey's first year, so...
Yeah.
He's going to be helping them a little bit this year, and I'm sure they're going to tell him, hey... Once we can start on these 2026 regulations, that's all you're going to be doing, by the way.
Yeah, but that's your homework. Yeah.
I'm sure that he'll have a little bit of influence with this car. Probably not a whole lot, I would assume, since he's just starting there. But...
Good brain to have in the office, you know?
Oh, he's great to have in the office.
Just in general, I mean... I don't know. I do think Aston Martin's going to be the topic of quite a bit of conversation this year. And
they're another team that you want to see do well too, you know.
I want to see almost everybody do well, except for, you know, Red Bull. no, but they are.
Well, they were third last year, so I guess we kind of got our wish.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. Aston Martin is like, you're right. It's one of those teams you just kind of hope for the best. There's no reason to hate them. There's no reason to really love them, you know? But
yep.
I like them. So, oh, God, I almost scrolled right past the Mercedes here. What are we They stayed with the black, the huh? They stayed so black.
They kind of went with the same scheme as last year. There's a little bit more of the Petronas green to it. And if you notice the airbox, it's not that bright red Ineos sponsorship anymore. There I guess, some conflicts over the offseason in terms of reaching a financial agreement.
Well, and so they're off. They were on the wings. So yeah, they're off of everything.
They got taken off the car. And I think that they probably had to do something last minute with that airbox, and they just threw the silver on there. I'm kind of hoping they just make that black, because the silver just looks a little bit out of place up on the top on its own like that.
Yeah, like they were caught off guard and had to present something. I agree.
Yeah, they just had to put something up there, you know. Almost like they were painting over the Ineos logo.
Which may have been the case. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Hey, yeah, I mean, it might have been the case.
Was that something that went down fairly recently? Like,
it was relatively recent. It was more so in the kind of like in the middle of the off season.
The weirdest thing about this Mercedes is going to be not having Lewis Hamilton behind the wheel.
Yes,
that's the most noticeable difference I see at this point.
Tell you this right now. I'll probably say it again when we get to the Ferrari, but Lewis Hamilton looked pretty good in that red.
Do you think I'm not hearing that at home every day? Every walking moment of my life these days around here is how good he looks in red.
I'm just telling you now, if I go to the race in Italy this year, which I really want to try and go to, I will have to get some Ferrari memorabilia.
I think that's a whole episode we're going to have to do. About Lewis and Ferrari.
Oh, it
and oh, man. But again,
we got some stuff to catch up on.
Well, and that's it. We have a backlog. We got to work through some stuff, so it's good. It's very good. I give Mercedes a meh right now, though, with this car. Yeah. I mean, it looks all right, but nothing to write home about.
At the end of this, I think it would be smart to go back and just do like 1 out of 10, you know?
Right, right. Let's see.
So moving on to the Red Bull.
Okay, same nothing, as always. Next. No, I'm just kidding.
Nothing changed. Just keep going. They didn't change anything. They still got... I think the only thing that's different is they don't have... I don't see the Rocket sponsorship on the front wing, on the main planes.
Right.
But other than that...
looks just about the same. Wow.
Different sponsorship on the rear wing. That's really it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's an iconic livery. I see why they don't change it. I mean, I don't think they have really a reason to either, though, because it's so recognizable. It's how like the Marlboro McLarens back in the day, and especially like the Marlboro Ferraris of the early 2000s. They're like instantly recognizable. You know what the team is.
Right.
It's the same here. I mean, it's kind of hard to avoid when they have Red Bull plastered all over the thing, but you know who it is.
Yeah.
And they've had that, like the yellow nose and the Red Bull on the engine cover since 2005 or 2006 when they started.
You know, it just occurred to me. The only team in the NBA to never change its logo is the Chicago Bulls. And now we've got Red Bull. Red Bull is sticking with the livery. It's something with the Bulls. They just want to be left alone and do their thing. So we're going to go right past Red Bull. We're going to talk about them a lot. I wish
that they would bring back more of like a gloss finish to that blue, though. Up until 2016. 2016 is when they started doing the matte paint, and it still looks good. I don't really have a problem with it. I think the car looks fantastic, honestly.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's just something about like a glossy paint job. It just pops a little bit more. And I get it. They're trying to save weight, I know, but come on. I'm a fan. What else am I going to say? No.
Right. No, I agree. I think, you know, you want to, especially, you know, a lot of watching a race is how the cars look. You know, there is something about how they look on track that is part of the experience. So I understand.
Yeah.
But so then who do we have left here?
So we have Ferrari next.
Oh, I like that. Oh, Ferrari, you're always doing something a little different. Every year a little change,
They made the red a little bit darker.
Yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent of like the 2007, 2008 Ferrari color. Which I like it. I like the red. It's not as, doesn't hit you in the face as much as the previous year, but it is a nice subtle red, and I think it will pop when it's out on track. The one thing that I don't like
is
the HP logos.
I was going to say, I think I'm staring
right
at it.
I know that it's their new title sponsor, and I know how Ferrari has always had like this iconic white wing look. White wings with the red body. It's an iconic look, going back to like Marlboro McLarens, Marlboro Ferraris and the Santander sponsorships. But it's just, it's almost too much. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, maybe it's like the blue of the logo. It just feels like
really jumps out.
Something. Yeah.
It really does stick out. I kind of like it, I have to say. I kind of like it.
I like it too. I do like it. I just think that it could have been done maybe a little bit differently. So the maybe like the HP logo on the engine cover wasn't so huge.
But I know. Yeah. It is interesting. I think it looks really good, but it is a departure with that big white HP. It is. I don't know. I mean, I love the red. I love the Shell. Shell is the perfect sponsor for them with that yellow.
It's a great sponsor for them.
You know, it looks great. It fits perfectly. I don't know. I mean, we're going to be watching a lot of Ferrari too this year. So, I don't know. I like it.
Well, you want to know why that is?
Why?
Well, look at the number. It's on the Ferrari in the front there. That's a 44 on there. 44. We got Lewis Hamilton driving for Ferrari this year.
What do you think, then? Since we're on Ferrari, just give me your quick 30-second. How do you think it's going to play out for them in the garage? And
I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be a healthy competition. I think that Lewis Hamilton will be reinvigorated, so he's going to be wanting to push himself to the limit, and probably, you know, I'm looking for that first win from him. I believe that he's going to help Charles Leclerc kind of more well-round himself, is probably the best way I can say that. I think Leclerc is probably one of, if not the best driver on the grid in terms of his raw pace and his ability to extract absolutely everything out of the car. Max Verstappen, I think, is number one. Leclerc is number two. That being said, he's still prone to making these little errors, and if his confidence isn't there, then it kind of goes off the rails a little bit.
Yes. Yep.
Over the course of the season. What I think that Lewis can help him with is he brings in that experience. He's a 7-time champion, technically 8 if you want to be that way. But he brings in that experience as a long-time driver that maybe he can kind of bestow some of that wisdom onto Leclerc. Because I think Leclerc is still going to be the number one.
Call me crazy, but it sounds a lot like, and I know maybe it's the West Coast in me now, but it sounds a lot like LeBron James and Luka Doncic, in that maybe being paired with an all-time great will help someone who's on their way up get every last bit out of their talent.
I see what you're saying there. I think that makes total sense.
I think that could be exactly what happens. Because I do think Leclerc is like, he's open to it. He's not one of these guys that's going to shut out Lewis Hamilton. He's going to embrace it, you know. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But I do picture them working well together. You know, I don't think they both have such different time horizons for their careers that there's not a lot of threat to each other. They're pretty good places to be teammates, if I had to say so.
I think so too. And I, like I said, I think that Hamilton's going to be reinvigorated. He loves the fact that he's a Ferrari driver. It's something he's always wanted to do. And Leclerc, I think, is starting to get into the prime of his career.
Yeah.
So who knows where that's going to go?
I think it's going to be fascinating. I think Ferrari really, I mean, they're going for it. You know, they're all in,
yeah.
And it's exciting.
They're throwing the kitchen sink at it this year. I mean, they had arguably the fastest car at the end of last year. They were definitely catching McLaren at the Constructors' Championship. If there was a few more races, I'm pretty sure they would have gotten by.
Just have to clean up some unforced errors and continue to grow a little bit. Yeah, I mean, yep. I think they're right there.
Had that slump in the middle of the season, I think they would have had a championship. But that's okay. That's last year. I think they know what they need to fix and work on. And they've got two incredible drivers now. So, anyways, that got a little long-winded. But
no, I think it's good.
Basis of it is that the new car looks fantastic. The HP logo might be a little bit too much for some people, but I think overall it looks good.
So then, I'm just now realizing we're going in order of the standings from last season.
Yes.
It's just hitting me as we get to what I believe is McLaren. Here at the... Yeah. Which... go ahead. What do you got?
Looks the same.
It is pretty similar. I saw some mock-ups online.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. I saw some mock-ups that I thought were pretty interesting. I actually got fooled by one of them for a little bit, but it's... You know, I love the color scheme itself. I think the orange... And
yep.
Black, and I think it looks great.
I really wish they would do like orange and chrome, though. Or
That would be
even
cool.
even like black and chrome, or well, maybe not black and chrome because I know they want to do the papaya, but like how they had at I think it was Silverstone last year where they ran the chrome as their special
right.
livery,
right?
And I thought that looked amazing. Actually, I'm pretty sure I have a 143rd. Model of it sitting behind me, but I mean, it's still a good livery. The chrome on the wheel covers is fantastic. I think that's a really cool touch, I'm not gonna lie.
It is a cool touch. It's right up there with the Duracell.
Stands out.
Yeah,
I mean, the papaya stands out. The carbon's still there. There might be a little bit less of it on the nose. I think it looks like the orange extends all the way up the nose this time instead of kind of cutting off in like that triangle they had last year.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it looks sharp. I just, not a ton of change, you know? Not a ton of change, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But
not necessarily expected. It's just like when you think of these car launches, I think they're kind of doing the same thing that that Red Bull has been doing for years now. Because McLaren for a number of years was kind of bouncing around their color scheme, and I think they've now kind of settled on what they want to do and what they want to continue to use and make it more of like an iconic thing that when you see it, you're like, you immediately know it's McLaren.
That's so important because I see some old Lewis Hamilton highlights and it takes me a minute to realize that's a McLaren car because there are different colors and different, so the papaya, it's iconic. You see it, you know what it is. I think it's great. It's important to have that, though. You know,
you just had to be there for those Vodafone McLaren years. Those are some of the best looking cars, man.
It's just jarring, though, when you go back and see them. You're like, because it's like two steps separated. The colors are so different, and it's Lewis Hamilton and a McLaren. It just seems like it's from a time gone by, you know. So, you want to try to rank these bad boys?
So, I think we're both in agreement that Sauber's number 9. Ten.
I was going to say number
Sauber's
9.
Ten.
Huh? All right.
Sauber's definitely 10.
Right at the bottom. Yeah.
Let's see. Man, it's difficult because some of these are actually really good, and they can all be kind of all in the same area.
Right.
What would you have at number 9?
Well, in terms of like the least exciting, it would be maybe Red Bull, but I mean, you got Sauber. They're all good. I talked about how much I liked Williams, you know? I mean, like, Red Bull's not exciting me at all, and Mercedes isn't exciting me at all, so those are kind of contenders for near the bottom. What about you? What do you... I mean, it's tough because we just spent 40 minutes
talking. I would probably say, like, Red Bull or Mercedes. Mercedes more so for the fact that... I mean, it's not a bad livery. It's not.
It's unfinished. That gear or the
airbox. Yeah, maybe a little bit unfinished that they couldn't figure out what to do with the Ineos logo, so they just painted it silver. The Red Bull, I'd like to put it a little bit higher only because it is... It's still... yes, iconic. It's the same livery, but it's still iconic.
So do you want to put Mercedes at 9? Put Mercedes down at number 9?
I think Mercedes would be 9.
Okay. I think that's right. I think that's right. And then...
Maybe Haas right above it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Unfortunately. Like, again, it's a good livery, but a lot of these are good liveries this year, so it's going to be really difficult to actually, like, make these decisions.
Sorry, Gene. But, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
So what number is that? Is that 8? Haas is 8? Or is that 7?
Haas is 8, so go 7. Thinking Williams.
I'm thinking Williams. You read my mind on that one, which I like.
Williams
it
for 7,
but it's
Williams
not.
Or McLaren.
Let's see. I'd go Williams only because we got the defending champ with McLaren. I think we got to give that livery a little respect and put them.
Yeah, you do, but I think it's almost, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Like, I don't like a simple livery, I guess.
No, this is right. We got to have the debate. So do you like Williams more than McLaren's, right? Like, as they
I think
hit the
I odd? Like Williams more than McLaren. I think I would probably go 7 McLaren, 6 Williams.
I can live with that. I can live with that. I'm not in love with the McLaren, so that's fine with me. Would you go 5 maybe Aston Martin?
I think 5 would be Aston Martin. Yeah, it's not anything spectacular, but it's not a bad livery either. It still looks good,
right?
But it's kind of like, you know, it's nice, but eh.
Yeah. I think it's right middle of the road. Was it wins above replacement in baseball, or you know, he's a one WAR guy or zero WAR? It's like absolutely average.
Yes.
All right, so that leaves us with RB, Alpine, Red Bull, and Ferrari. Is that what I'm saying?
I believe so. I believe so. We've got Sauber at 10, unanimous. Then what do we do? Do we do Mercedes at 9. And then you said Williams.
But I think we landed on McLaren, then Williams.
McLaren, Williams.
Aston.
Oh, we forgot Haas. We did Haas as well.
Haas. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we have V-Carb, Alpine, Ferrari, and Red Bull left.
See, I'm curious about this because I feel like I don't know who my number one. Who do you like for 4?
I think we gotta do 5, right?
Is it 5? Sorry, I don't have it written down. I'm just going off my.
I'm going off memory too. Okay. I think I put Red Bull at 5.
I'm good with that. I think that because they're not exciting. It's the same. You know, I've seen it before. I've seen this livery.
Yep.
And,
seen it, been there, done that.
So now it gets interesting. It gets tricky.
So who you got at 4? We have Alpine, Ferrari, McLaren, and...
No, we already put McLaren down there. We put McLaren down. I think we only have 3 left. I think I'm going to get a pen. I'm going to write this down.
It would be helpful for both of us if we just wrote this all down instead of just trying to go off the memory. Oh, my goodness.
Let's run it back one more time. 10.
Run it back.
I was sober.
Good thing we can cut all this out.
Yeah, we're going to be cutting a lot today, I think. Mercedes at number 9. Number 8, we said that was going to be McLaren or Haas?
McLaren.
McLaren. 7 was Haas
or Williams? Because, 7 was...
We can re-debate it, too.
7 was Haas, I think, because it is new. It's a different. It's definitely a different look than they've had before, but not the best looking car. It is good looking though. And then Williams after that.
Then Williams, and then we went to Red Bull.
Then we did Red Bull.
All right, and now.
Oh no! Sorry, Aston Martin, then Red Bull.
Right. So we've got the top three. We've got Ferrari. I can't believe Alpine snuck its way in the top three.
Yeah, and, I know.
And V-Carb. Well,
if they had run their car from the same livery as they had last year, it probably would have been 10. I probably would have put them below Sauber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting.
But it's a new year for Alpine, and I think I would put them a solid 3.
You're going to put them at 3? I like that. I don't think they've got the best, but I do think they've worked their way to a nice top 3.
They painted more of the car than they did last year. I think that's commendable.
I agree. I'm big on the paint. I'm big on the paint. So then it comes down to V-Carb and your Ferrari, and I'm curious about this one because I've never heard you so down on a Ferrari livery, to be honest. I
think I would put Ferrari number 2.
Wow.
I absolutely love it, but...
That HP thing is really bugging you, isn't it?
The HP thing is a little bit... It is bugging me a little bit.
It's a bridge too far.
On top of that, I think the V-carb, I think the white plays really well with the blue and also the Red Bull logos on it. It's well-balanced in terms of the color.
I agree. So, I think that's a beautiful looking car, to be honest. Yeah.
I think, it looks good. It really does. And I really don't have a whole lot to say against the Ferrari other than just the HP logos. I think the color itself is fantastic. I think that had they maybe kept the, put the Ferrari name back on the rear wing like they had. Last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if they had done something like that, it probably would have been the top. But they put maybe too many HP logos. They've got them on the rear wing. They've got them on the engine cover. They've got them on the front wheel shrouds, the little winglets above the wing. They've got it on the front wing.
Do you think they went too dark with the red too? One tone too deep?
I don't think so.
No. It is noticeably different. I'm looking at it now.
It is definitely noticeably different. But I think if you saw this car in the daylight when they were running at Fiorano today, it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got to get some highlights in and check it out. It's that time of year to really start tuning up. It is. So here's what we got. We finished up with I'm going to read them 10 to 1 officially, our list here.
Officially.
The worst looking car is Sauber, Kick, whatever, Steak. Number 9 is Mercedes. 8, McLaren. 7, we said Haas. Number 6, Williams Racing. Number 5, we went with Aston Martin. Number 4, that classic Red Bull. 3, Alpine. 2, Ferrari. And I can't believe it, the best looking car on the grid is that V-Carb Racing
Bull.
Just by a logo.
Literally just by a logo.
Yeah. Just by 1 HP. Yeah.
One HP too many.
I think you're right. I like it. I think it's a lot of fun looking at these cars. Now I can't wait to watch them really race, though, and get out there.
It's not too long until preseason testing. I think it's only like a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, I think Australia's in 3.5 weeks. So.
Yep. Australia's at the end of the month.
Do you know when that Brad Pitt movie is coming out? Do you have any...
Sometime in the summer. I don't know the exact date. It might be July.
I wasn't sure if they were pushing it to try to get it out for the start of the season or not. But no, we'll have to do an episode on it. Are you looking forward to that?
I am. I don't know about you, but have you seen some of the trailers? At least the full length trailers.
I've seen them in the theaters. Yeah, I've been in the theaters and seen them.
I think it looks pretty good because they're taking the same approach that they did with Top Gun Maverick, where they use they're using practical effects.
Right.
It's not all CGI. It looks real, but it is real.
Right.
You get to see these guys actually drive the cars.
And I thought it looked great.
I think that goes a long way with how good a movie is.
Right.
Looking at you, Marvel, with all your CGI.
I'm glad we're kind of shifting out of that a little bit into more practical effects. But
me too.
We shall see.
Bring back practical effects.
I agree. Just bring back good movies too. You know, that would be one thing I'm looking forward to this summer. It gets so hot out here, we go to a lot of movies, and I would just love to have more good movies. But that's for my other podcast.
Have you ever seen Rush?
I think it's one of those, if you put it on, I might say I've seen this movie, but I don't remember.
I would highly recommend it. It's probably the best Formula One movie that's been made.
Really? Okay. Yep. No, so then I haven't seen it. If it's fantastic. A good Formula One movie, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to put that on the list. You got anything else before we get out of here? I'm about to lose my quiet space in about 3 minutes' time.
I got nothing. I think we did a pretty good job breaking down these liberties and at least covering them.
It's just good to be doing this again.
We finally made an organized list, and it is great to be doing this again.
And that's the thing. And I think this year, it's going to be more often. I'm finally finding more time on my end and getting a little bit more space and really looking forward to talking Formula One. And it's been such a big part of our life over the past couple of years. So that's not going to change. Looking forward to 2025. Yeah.
We've got plenty of little sidebar episodes coming your way, and we'll probably be talking during preseason testing, and then obviously when we hit Australia.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And on that note, I just lost my quiet space. They are back.
It's all over.
It's all over, baby.
This has been a Funcast production. Our theme song is Sport Rock Trailer by Audio Coffee Music. Check them out at audiocoffee.net. The F1 Funcast is not affiliated with Formula One or professional motorsport in any way, and this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Contact us at F1Funcast@gmail.com.